Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 3 of ISC 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Apsen, the LED company. You can find them at absen.com. Today, I am joined with my guest.
I am Patrice Congard from Audio Excellence.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for coming onto the show.
Thank you. Welcome to you, too.
Thanks. So this is Day 3. Actually, give us a little bit of background of Audio Excellence.
Well, Audio Excellence is a recent department from Screen Excellence Limited that has been manufacturing projection screens that are acoustically transparent for about 10 years. And we are focusing on home cinema, home theater installations. Okay. We call it home theater in America and home cinema in Europe. Basically, we found that we needed a fresh approach to sound system design and also to component design, that is loudspeakers, amplifiers, etc. So our approach is quite unlike a traditional approach.
In what way?
In what way? Yes, that's very interesting. In many ways. Typically, we didn't look at what others did. We just looked at our own experience or knowledge and tried to do some things that made sense. If you're looking at what is sound, sound is a time event. It's not a frequency event. So we wanted a time coherence in the wavefront that is generated by the loudspeakers. To achieve that, we have looked at what was the original sound in cinema. And in commercial theater or cinema, you have a certain layout. We wanted to reproduce exactly the same layout in residential environments. However, a residential room is not the same as a commercial theater. It's not the same size for a start. So we have derived from that some ideas that would make use of the technologies used in live sound reinforcement, especially for bass. We have discarded the traditional bass management, and we have found that having small speakers doing limited range, going down to 100 hertz, was a perfect solution to get loud and powerful sound with accuracy and low distortion within a very small footprint or a small bulk. And this would help a lot to integrate such loudspeakers in a residential environment.
Did you run into any issues with making the product? Did you run into any hurdles that you guys said, hey, we need to look at this, fix it, and
we designed the products for it, actually. Typically, we discarded the traditional bass management because this mixes the low frequency effect channel typically with the bass from the left, center, right. So to cut off below, say, 100 hertz, that's what we have chosen as a cutoff frequency, to reduce the size of the main speakers. We have allotted a specific subwoofer or array of subwoofers to the left, center, right only. We do not mix it with the LFE channel because, one, it is not mixed in a commercial theater, and two, these signals, left, center, right, and the LFE are not correlated in phase, so they could incur some funny effects that are absolutely unwanted. So as a result, we have two subwoofers, or two arrays of subwoofers in our systems. One is making LFE, and the other is making bass for left, center, right.
And what do you have any showcasing on the show floor? Do you have any products that you can show off at ISE?
Yes, we have products, but we don't have the complete layout. We have the products that allow to do it because we do not have an active demo. We did have at the CEDIA, and we will have next CEDIA, but at the ISE, I mean, it was a bit too much I would say,
trouble transporting
complex,
it?
Yes, yeah. a bit complex to set up, and we didn't have the resources to do it for two shows at the same in the same year.
So how many years has your company come to ISE? Because you didn't mention CEDIA as well.
Yes, Screen Excellence has been at the ISE from 2009, and audio excellence as a department has come to the has been presented at the IAC. That is the third year, actually. So we have a range of loudspeakers, amplifiers, and all these sort of components that we sell, but we also provide all of customers with an assistance service to sound system design, which is according to our concept that we call after my name, the Congat Code.
Great. And then do you have any videos or training that you guys give out for people that are more interested in it, let's say for either people new to the industry or that just don't know about your products and want to learn more?
We have something which is a bit educational on our website, which are videos, but also for people who register, we provide, we send them by email a series of articles that build up a guide to home theater installation. So if you register on our website, which is audioexcellence.one, one is O-N-E, then audioexcellence one, you can have this kind of guide to home theater installation. When you are talking about new people entering this industry, my first recommendation would be get your hands dirty.
Okay. Is that, did you come from an audio background or did you come from another, I guess, part of the industry?
My main background is live sound reinforcement, concert sound, but I have done also a bit of studio and, of course, loudspeaker design.
And I'm sure you loved it because you've been in it for quite a while and it seems like you really enjoy it.
Absolutely. It's really a passion.
Great. And then can you remind us one more time of the website, please, so anyone listening can check it out?
Of course. The website is audioexcellence.one.
Dot one, not dot com. So that's O-N-E.
O-N-E, yes.
And then you can find, do you have the social medias? Does your company, are they on Facebook, LinkedIn,
yes,
Twitter?
Yes, we are on Facebook and we are on Twitter.
Okay, great. And then, so you can probably find that on the website. I am also on Twitter. You can find me at @BarellaVictoria_. I can find Rave Pubs there too. You can find this podcast, Spread the Love, send it to your colleagues, friends, family, as well as other podcasts at ravepubs.com/ISE2018. And then just to remind the audience that the podcasts at ISE this week are all sponsored by Absinthe LED Company. All right. Well, great. Any last words?
Thank you so much, Victoria.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your ISE.
Thank you.